given the time left. So in civil cases, decisions issued by public administrative bodies can be appealed to the higher administrative bodies, but they can also be brought before the courts with a claim that the decision is invalid. And in the event that an action by a public administrative body is not considered to be a decision for which you can use the remedies I just mentioned, it would arguably still be possible to initiate civil proceedings before the courts. We can come back to you in writing in terms of the conditions for bringing such claims before the courts. I would also like to add that everyone arguing that they have been subject to wrongdoing by a public administrative body will also have the possibility to appeal to the parliamentary ombud. And although the ombud only holds authority to investigate and provide and issue general comments, so to speak, these comments are in practice followed up by the relevant public administrative bodies. And within the framework of criminal procedure, there are quite a lot of detailed rules. So on that point as well, I think it would be more appropriate for you to receive an overview of the relevant rules in writing. But in general, in terms of pending criminal cases, the person charged and his counsel, as well as the aggrieved party and his or her counsel, and someone bringing a civil claim in the criminal proceedings will all have a right to bring a refusal to disclose case files to the court. Whereas for others, they will have to appeal to the higher prosecuting authority, and that right to appeal for other groups of people are not laid down in a provision in domestic law, but in practice, the higher public prosecuting authority actually handles those appeals. And you also, if you request information on the basis of Article 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights, you can also bring a refusal to the courts for during a civil proceeding. So I think that is the very brief overview, given the time. I'm not in a position to go more into detail, but I would appreciate the opportunity to provide you with an overview in writing, as I just said. Thank you.
Victim definition. Could I ask you to address this victim definition question, also the right to truth that came up, please, in a brief manner?